As the NHS faces its most serious crisis improvement of chain challenge, we're here to find out what life is really like inside a busy 24-hour inner-city hospital. My name is Kenton Benton. We're going inside St. Cecilia's. Let's talk to this doctor. Hello, my name is Kenton Benton. We're making a documentary called Inside St. Cecilia's.
Stop spitting on me!
Here's another. She looks to be in a hurry. What's going on, Doctor?
I can't stop. There's a very tense and urgent situation developing in A&E.
A car crash? Heart attack?
The X Factor final?
Here we are at a busy nurse's station. How long have you been a nurse?
Oh, about 5 years now.
And what is the biggest challenge you've had to cope with in that time?
Definitely the patients.
Oh, how? Are they more demanding? Are there more of them?
No, just having to see actual patients.
Let's talk to your colleague. Hello, what would you say is the biggest daily challenge you face as a nurse?
I would say the constant barrage of disgusting, filthy and insulting language.
From colleagues? From staff?
No, from me. This new computer system's a load of chuffing rubbish. Oh, come on! Chuffing work, you chuffing piece of chuffing garbage!
As we've heard, today's NHS staff are under more pressure than ever before. Oh, at last, there's a doctor who seems to be free. Let's ask him what he thinks. Hello, what do you think is the biggest problem facing the NHS today?
Oh, I would say the internal market.
What's that?
Well, last week someone came in because they had a broken, you know, thingy. And then they got sent back home. His, you know, thingy was still broken, so they had to readmit him. And then the head of department had to pay a penalty.
What sort of penalty?
She had to stand on her head and drink a miniature bottle of vodka.
All because someone's thingy. Why do you keep giggling?
Because that patient had broken. He broke. His coccyx.
Are you sure you should be working as a doctor if you can't even say coccyx without giggling?
Oh, I'm not a doctor.
Why are you wearing a white coat?
I work in a bakery. They gave me a couple of hours off from Baps and Bagels to get my verruca zapped. Do you want to look?
No, thanks. Let's move on, shall we? Here we are in a patient's waiting area. Hello, what do you think to the privatisation of the NHS?
Think?
Did you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
Yes, I do think it is a good thing, yes. It is a thing that could be good in a good sort of way, yes.
In what way?
Well, like the other day, I came in to have some hard skin removed, and the cafe down the corridor was able to bite off the NHS and sprinkle it on their spaghetti carbonara.
Really? Why?
They'd run out of parmesan shavings.
That sounds a bit disgusting.
Yes, but it helps the NHS and it keeps the cafe's overheads down, which means they can give more money to the NHS in taxes and stuff like that.
Don't you think the owners might just pocket the extra money themselves and pay their staff less?
No.
Let's move on, shall we? Hello, sir. Why do you think the NHS is under so much financial pressure?
Immigrants!
Why is that?
Too many poor immigrants with no money. That's who's taking all the money.
So what's the answer?
Keep the NHS British!
And how do we do that?
Sell it all off to multi-billion pound overseas corporations.
Hello, Mr. Carfax. I'm Dr. Brahmagupta. I've come to have a look at your verruca. How does it feel?
Mr. Carfax, you're head of local NHS services, aren't you?
Yes. Ow! I've just had a botched procedure. I'm in agony.
Botched? Do you think the pressure on the NHS staff due to the cuts might be to blame?
No. Turns out my doctor was some joker in a white coat who works down the bakery. Ooh, it hurts.
So there you are. Just a brief snapshot of a typical NHS hospital with highly stressed people endlessly roaming echoing corridors, searching fruitlessly for answers from overworked NHS staff. No, not the patients. Me and my bloody documentary crew.